Was there a time when they didn't, when they would have them at home?
Oh, yes. I was born at home.
Oh, really?
My sister was born at home. And, well, I guess my brother was born in the Slida Hospital, because mother got on the train and went down there.
Oh, really? For the purpose of?
Yeah, to have the baby.
Wow. When people were born in homes here, did women then have midwives? Was a midwife something you would have in this area? Do you know?
Well, I suppose they had some, but usually they had a doctor to come.
Okay.
There were several doctors around.
Okay.
I know there was a doctor when I was born. At that time when I was born, they didn't have electric lights, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They had kerosene lamps.
Wow.
And so after I was born, I guess it was 9 o'clock at night, the doctor held me up and held the light up and says, "Look, you've got a red-headed daughter." And sure enough, it was just as red as...
Wow.
It was always red.
Where did you get that from, Nina?
Well, it ran on mother's side, I think.
Okay.
Because she had a brother that was kind of red-headed.
Really?
Carroty-colored.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was from Grandpa.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
You were married at one time. I suppose one thing you could call Bill was your husband, or Ed.
Ed was my husband.
Ed was your husband. Is there another name you could call him besides husband? A lot of this is going to be about names and stuff. So.
Oh, what did I call him? Well, let me think. No, I don't think so. I mean,
okay.
He was 36 and I was 30 when we got married.
Oh, really?
So we wanted to go ahead and have a family.
Yeah, is that a little older than people would usually be when they got married?
Usually they were all married to say, 18, 19, 20.
Yeah. Did you all meet later? Or?
Yeah. He was a Leadville fella, and I was a Leadville girl, but he'd been working at the Van Doren Hotel as night clerk, and I was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
We just never met. Mm-hmm. I knew his sister. She was a nurse. So after the war, he went back up to Climax. He'd been working at Climax before he went to World War II. And I hadn't gone up to Climax until 41. I think he must have left probably in 40 or 41, the earliest, where they went into the war.
Mm-hmm.
And so we met in 45. Well, wait a minute. We met in 46 and we were married in 46.
Mm-hmm.
We met up at the boarding house in January of 1946.
Mm-hmm.
And we were married in May of 1946.
Wow. And how long did you end up being married? About?
We were married, you see, from 46 to he died in 91.
Yeah.
That's... We almost made our... What? 40...
Sounds like 45.
We just about made the 45.
Wow.
He died in February.
Mm-hmm.
And we were married in 46.
Wow.
So we would have made the 45.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's great.
Well, at our ages, that was...
Says something about, wow, you really got together quickly, and it worked.
And it worked.
Yeah, sometimes you know, I guess.
Well, took a little doing sometimes.
Yeah.
You had to bite your tongue sometimes, but you could do it.
Yeah. So, tell me a little bit about being married in May then. What was the, did you have a ceremony or did you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? What was that like? Was it in the, what church was it
in? In the Presbyterian Church.
Okay. So and you got your way.
Yeah. Well, see, his folks were all moved by then. They were all back in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't think any of them came to the wedding, but we went back there for our honeymoon.
Okay.
And so that was the way I met his family.
You went to the Upper Peninsula for your honeymoon? Mm-hmm. It's pretty.
Up near, not near, but...
You mentioned Ironwood earlier.
Yeah, but north of that. Marquette.
Marquette, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been there a couple times. There's not a lot up there besides Marquette. And
no,
at
that's
the time,
right.
Ironwood was
Ironwood had been.